Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Only 5 of the 14 verses that we heard read from the first chapter of the book of Acts talks about Judas. Yet that notorious name, that betrayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is elsewhere in Scripture described as the son of perdition, gets central stage when we read this text. It is normal. I could not say goodbye to Judas. That means I could not concentrate on the remainder of the text, which is actually the story that should be at the forefront of our minds on a day like today. The second section is about filling the space that Judas left vacant, finding the persons who would qualify for this job and would then be selected and set apart to continue the ministry which Judas should have continued doing. That is the point of the text. Yes, evil has its own power. Evil follows good as a shadow. It lurks in the shadow. The good, much of the evil that persists and finds its way in our world has all the good looks of the good and the appearance of everything that is genuine, gentle, pious, and worth pursuing. Evil is enchanting, luring, and endearing. Personification of Judas. The man cut out to continue in the footsteps of our Lord and then continue in the ministry of the kingdom to preach it even to the ends of the earth has now become the son of perdition. This is also perhaps the earliest minutes of the first waters assembly of the church. Perhaps followed by the report of the Nomination, Welfare, and Program Committee of the church, selecting a person to fill a place. And there were a few qualifications that needed to be taken into account. The ministry of Jesus had to continue to the ends of the earth, and a person who was well-versed, had been an eyewitness to, who had been with the Lord Jesus Christ, beginning with the baptism of the Lord until he was taken up to heaven. That was the fundamental qualification for this person to fill this place. Someone who had seen and heard. As we read in John's first letter, that which we have seen, that which our hands touched, that our ears heard, that message we proclaim. It is that message that the church is called and ordained to proclaim to the ends of the world. And the process continued, and we know the story. Two names were put forward who had actually seen the Lord, who had seen the Lord's glory as that of the one and only, the only begotten Son of God, who was the incarnation of God amidst humankind, who went about doing good things, who fulfilled the Old Testament scriptures, who then was crucified and put to death. And the gates of Hades could not contain him. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. And as we celebrated 8 days ago, he ascended into heaven. A person who had been an eyewitness to all these must come and be part of the apostolic mission. And that was the design, the floor plan for the church to follow. Someone who had seen and heard. Today, through the ages, this place allows God's people to come and see and hear the Lord. By searching the scriptures, by reading them in the original language, debating the struggles the early church had to go through with it, by forming them in doctrinal propositions, and preparing us to intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, holistically proclaiming it to the ends of the earth. Concordia Seminary therefore stands as an institution of higher learning with a view to preparing, forming pastors, missionaries, and deaconesses and theologians. This place is all about Jesus Christ, to see and to behold him. Not only that, to go out from this place to show and tell him throughout the world. What a mission it is that Christ has given to us, only to follow in the footsteps of the apostles and the early church and the host of saints who have gone before us and ahead of us. And we are not alone in this task. There were eyewitnesses. The New Testament continues to testify. And the Apostle Paul says what he has been proclaiming, he was receiving it from someone who had passed that on to him. And even then, he says, he was not alone. There were 512 others and more who had been eyewitnesses to what Jesus Christ had done, God had done for the whole world in his Son, Jesus Christ. In this witnessing, in this mission the church has given us, the Lord has given us, we are not alone. We are here in this holy place at this moment to begin to get ready ourselves to go out into the world where the Lord is sending us. And now we have a host of supporters, fellow brothers and sisters, believers who share the common faith, who stand with us and behind us in prayer, in support, even monetary support, our alumni, and all the good and well-wishers who surround us and sustain us in this task of going and telling the whole world the message, the one message that the world needs to hear, that beginning with John's baptism, Jesus Christ went about doing good, proclaiming the kingdom, calling people to repentance, and gathering them to his fold by his own shed blood and broken body. It is then our privilege. We stand together so that we may go forth from this place holding the name of Jesus Christ high. The one once betrayed, the one once denied places where he ought to belong, the one who was finally put to death. The question remains, how shall the world hear? How shall they hear? How shall they hear and believe in the one whom they have not heard? How shall one hear unless one preaches to them? And how shall one preach unless he is sent? We are about this mission, preparing, energizing, empowering, sustaining, supporting people of the word who would go out and proclaim his word for the salvation of all. It is the mission the Lord has given us. It is the mission of this institution. And we are thankful that we have a host of saints surrounding us so that together thereby we may engage in this mission. After all, the church has only one mission: to proclaim to the world that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. God grant us his grace, his power, enable us with his spirit, so we may continue in his mission until the day he will call us home to see the glory of his presence with all his saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.